Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we've got the Senior Bowl going on, and we're very lucky to have Charles Davis join us, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. And now on the NFL Network, he'll be a part of the broadcast Saturday, 2:30 Eastern, for another Senior Bowl where so many great players have played through the years. And Charles, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great. And listen, I'm selfish as can be, like every other NFL city. We got a second-round pick and 2 third-round picks. We need to find some starters. You just can't do it through free agency. We don't have the money. And it puts these kind of games, makes them so much more important with the up-close coverage and meeting with these guys to find a couple of players at this thing. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. So you know the Dolphins staff, Chris Greer's GM, and all the scouting staff, coaches, everyone that they brought. I know that they're working like mad. And, you know, when you're here in Mobile, Joe, I don't know if you've been down here for this thing, but it is wash, rinse, repeat. I do, you know, you wake up in the morning, you say, God, it's been a year, huh? And I'm right back here again. And it's the same activity. Right. You pass coaches bustling off the meetings. Everybody trying to grab something quickly as before they go back into meetings. They come out of meetings. They head to the practice field. You watch two practices. They come back. They're watching practice tape to go over things. They're comparing notes. They're having interviews with kids. It is just – and, you know, look, the good old days when you did this, right, you brought the head coach and the scouting people and what have you. Now – I ran into someone from the team the other day, from a team the other day, and I said to the person, oh, obviously your team personnel, you're here, what do you do? Team psychologist.
Wow.
You know, wanting to be involved, they're going to have that person involved in the meetings with the kids and what have you. Now, I don't think that's a new and a novel concept, Joe, but it just tells me the depth of it, because not only did I meet that person from another team, I met a nutritionist who's here for these things.
Yeah.
So
wow.
It is, everyone's trying to be in depth, I guess is my point. And we are really in depth on these things.
So Charles, I got to ask you a question. It's been driving me nuts. And we just had it with Mike Gesicki, who's been a really good pass receiver. Look, he didn't get to play a lot. I mean, he didn't get, his snaps are way down. He ended up with 30 something catches. So I'm watching these guys yesterday on TV, Luke Musgrave and the rest of these guys. Oh, great pass receivers, not great blockers. And so is the league going back, or is it just Mike McDaniel looking for guys that can block more? They're more important than these pure oversized pass receivers. Are we seeing a difference, or is it just team to team?
No, it's, I wish everyone luck trying to find blocking tight ends. I wish everyone luck. They just don't exist, Joe.
Yeah.
And that's not a slam. That's just a reality. Why, if you watch a college football game, spend a weekend immersing yourself in college football for those who are hearing us, if you haven't before, and count the number of tight ends that you see that have any real prominent action on a college football field.
Yeah,
it's rare.
Right.
We have a lot of spreads, the whole deal. I made the point yesterday, and I believe I'm on track. A lot of these college tight ends will be better pros in terms of production than they will ever be in college. Because in college, with the spreads and how people maneuver in the football, the people out wide on the perimeter, the tailback in the spread offense, they're going to be the primary people. Plus, the quarterback's going to run the ball. So there's not a lot of, you know, your numbers keep dwindling on your opportunities to touch the football. So if you're a true tight end and blocking, you know, in these spreads, you're not blocking when you're on the field very much. You're going out to catch the ball. Right. And most NFL teams are asking their tight ends to be catchers first, blockers second. So, you know, if Mike McDaniel is telling the world, hey, I need someone who can block or what have you, okay, more power to him. But you're going to have to develop that more so than you're going to draft it. I mean, it's a rarity. I mean, the Gronks of the world, right? You know, Pat Freiermuth from Pittsburgh might come as close to that. Coming out of Penn State where you know, they ran the ball a little bit more. If you can find an Iowa tight end who can play, okay, you know that they're going to have to block because that's the way they run the football. But it's just not that many of them out there. Even the ones that we have here that we're oohing and aahing over, they're not a bunch of blockers here. Yeah. They, you know, blocking is much more, you're asking, are they willing to do it?
Right, know? Right.
Much that's more than one. You're saying, are they actual mashers at the line of scrimmage?
So the Dolphins right now I don't believe have anybody under contract at the running back position, and I think they'd love to find somebody in the second or third round with one of those three picks. Is there going to be a lot of running backs in this draft coming out, and maybe even at the Senior Bowl you could get in one of those rounds?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, Rashawn Johnson was a backup to Bijan Robinson at Texas, a former quarterback. We were really excited to see him, you know, a little bit over 6 feet tall, 225 pounds, broke his hand, Joe. So we're not going to see him the rest of the week, okay? Chase Brown from Illinois, I think he was the second leading rusher in the nation last year, about 215. He's here. If you want a pass catcher, Evan Hull out of Northwestern, he's here playing. I think Cameron Peoples from Appalachian State, 215 pounds. A lot of people want to go with a Derrick Henry comparison. Take that and throw it in the trash, okay? Derrick Henry's like 250, okay? This kid's a big back. You know, he's rocked up, and he runs hard, finishes runs. Much more of a straight-up-and-down runner. Remember how Eric Dickerson ran straight-up-and-down, but people still bounced off of him?
Yep.
Eric Dickerson is a unicorn if you're going to run straight up and down in the NFL. You run straight up and down in the NFL, you're knocked off your feet pretty quickly. He's got to learn to run behind his pads a little bit more. Eric Gray from Oklahoma, a transfer from Tennessee, combo kid, nice ball player. Anyone who watched the Cotton Bowl, you remember Tyjae Sharpe?
Yes.
From Tulane, just chewed up USC. Smaller back, can catch it. But let me tell you something. He's got some grit in him now. He got run over on a pass rush drill by a linebacker yesterday from Jackson State. Okay, the kid that came over who played there for Dion. I'm going to pluck his name here in a minute. Aubrey Miller. Run over, Joe, like whoosh, okay? Kid jumps up off the ground and calls for Miller to come. Let's do this again. We're going again right now. Wow. And Miller came in, and he, you know, it was a big collision, and Sharp hung in there and battled. The rest of the drill, Joe, Sharp made sure he inserted himself when Miller's turn came up.
That's awesome.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
He's out of the way and said, no, this is my shot. I might go. The rest of the drill. I love when I see certain things like that. But if you want a guy just going to run you into submission, Chris Rodriguez from Kentucky, he's one of those. Remember when Benny Snell came out of Kentucky and Kentucky was beating people up with a big offensive line and the running back, and they called it Benny Snell football because in the fourth quarter, you know, he would just ice the game away? Rodriguez is a back that's very similar to that. And the best pass catcher to me is Kenny McIntosh out of Georgia. He catches the ball so easily, you would think he's a receiver.
Yeah. Wow, from down here, too. Great, great story. By the way, I want to ask you about one quarterback. I'm going to let you go. They're always looking for that sleeper. Tyson Bagent, what are your thoughts on the quarterback from, what is it, Shepherd College?
Shepherd in West Virginia, project. Like the kid. I talked to two or three different personnel people who all like him, like his personality, like his work ethic. He could have very easily gone in the portal, gone to a Division I school. But I think he made the right move to stay because playing is way better than going. You know, there was talk of him going to Maryland. I don't think he would have beaten out Talia. You know, Tagovailoa. All right. There's stuff about him going to West Virginia. JT Daniels was there, who had transferred in. Don't go there and sit on the bench. Smart move on this kid's part. Stay and throw and throw and throw and throw. And so, you know, with all those throws, there's got to be something there. With all those records, there's got to be something there. But, Joe, the speed changes. The West Virginia Athletic Conference, no one runs like what they run here at the Senior Bowl. and that's receivers running for you. That's running backs running away from you. That's corners covering. That's safeties coming down on the football. That's pass rushers coming at you. He's adjusting to that. But he's got a nice loose arm to him. And two or three good teams have mentioned to me, if we have everything we're looking for, you might take a flyer on him in the sixth or the seventh.
Wow.
And see if you can develop him. But the idea that at this game right here, Joe, that you're going to get your next starter, Hendon Hooker is hurt, so he's not participating. I take him out of the mix for that reason. He could be that guy. I don't think that starter's here. Tyson Bajan, Max Duggan, Clayton Toon, Jake Hayner, Jaron Hall from BYU, Malik Cunningham from Louisville. Nice kids. They're going to get looks. I'd be surprised if anyone would draft any of them to be a starter early in their career.
Wow. Charles, the story continues. We have a shortage of quarterbacks in the National Football League.
The ones that are going to come in are just not here, Joe. You know, Bryce Young's going to come in and play right pretty early.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud's going to come in and play. Will Levis is going to come in and play. They're just not here at the Senior Bowl. They're not at any bowl. They don't need to be anywhere. They're pretty well cemented. But I don't know that we're taking quarterbacks like we normally do, 1, 2, 3, right at the top. It'll be a battle about Chicago. Will someone trade up? And then at 2, Houston starts the bidding. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to take a quarterback. Which one? And then we'll see how it rolls from there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hey, Charles, thank you so much, man. I know you're super busy getting prepared for this game coming up Saturday. So thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Of course, Joe. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for having me. You take care of yourself. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
You got it. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.